Here now, a vivid memory from a World War II veteran.
My first reaction to the sewers was visceral. I don't have words for it. It was so horrible.
Stefan Bauk was a Polish resistance fighter in the Warsaw Uprising, which ended 70 years ago today. It was a doomed attempt to overthrow Nazi occupiers and restore Polish independence. As Dave McGuire tells it, Stefan Bauk spent a lot of the Warsaw Uprising underground, way underground.
Once the fighting broke out, the fighters found it too difficult to get around the city. So like many others in the Polish resistance, he took to the sewers.
The tunnels were egg-shaped, wide in the bottom and narrower in the top. To crawl through the tunnel, we'd use these special sticks, about 2 feet wide. I move the stick forward, cram it against the sides, and then pull myself up and forward. Imagine going a mile in one of the sewers. It would take 4 hours.
Stefan would travel the length of the city, through the filth of the sewers, and then he'd make his way back.
Pierwsza rzecz to jest przede wszystkim...
My first reaction to the sewers was visceral. There was an incredible amount of excrement. It was so horrible. I was crawling through one of the smaller tunnels. My leg got cut on something, and no matter how hard I tried to shake it off, it was still stuck. So I turned on my flashlight to see what was stopping me, and I saw that my leg was cut between the ribs of a person who died.
After 6 weeks, the Warsaw Uprising finally collapsed on October 2nd, and Hitler ordered the destruction of the city. About 80% of the buildings were razed. The people who survived were sent to internment camps. Along the way, Stefan managed to escape. Within months, there was a new occupier in Warsaw, the victorious Soviets. They had liberated the city from the retreating Nazis. But fighters in the Polish resistance, like Stefan Bauk, continued to fight for Polish independence, and the Soviets saw them as an enemy. Stefan was arrested.
I was one of the many people associated with the Polish Home Army who were arrested. I was in prison for a year and a half and given amnesty in 1947.
Then, in 1989, 50 years after he fled Warsaw, communism ended in Poland. Almost overnight, Warsaw began to view Stefan as a hero. He said he appreciated the honors and the medals, but he wasn't all that impressed.
The word hero is so overused. I don't like it. My personal satisfaction is that I did something good for the country. I'm finished with the word hero.
Stefan Bauk and I talked for hours over the course of a year. And then just as we were wrapping up our final interview, he leaned forward to tell me one last thing.
You know, my grandchildren are very inquisitive. I can see they are much more interested in my life than my own children are. This is the first generation that cares to know. They ask me, what was the war like? What was the occupation like? They ask these questions whenever they visit, usually sitting by the fireplace.
As Stefan told me this, his face lit up. I could see pride in his eyes, and he smiled.
Stefan Bauk told his story to Dave McGuire in Warsaw. Stefan also wrote a book about his wartime experiences called Silent and Unseen. He died earlier this year, 100 years old. This is The World on PRI.